Apparently, I mean, the number of people that have been killed in these attacks is relatively small. But that said, when people think of terrorism, they shouldn't automatically think of Al-Qaeda. They should think of right-wing terrorism. And of course, there's also eco-terrorists and Animal Rights Liberation Front folks. They haven't done lethal terrorist attacks, but they've certainly done property damage.
You're trying to keep this into some sort of perspective. Let me read to you from a Department of Homeland Security report that was released in 2009. Returning veterans possess combat skills and experience that are attractive to right-wing extremists. DHS, Department of Homeland Security, INA, which is the Office of Intelligence and Analysis at DHS, is concerned that right-wing extremists will attempt to recruit and radicalize returning veterans in order to boost their violent capabilities. You agree with that assessment?
I think that's a very legitimate concern. Think about Timothy McVeigh, an Army veteran who killed 168 Americans in Oklahoma City in 95. Wade Michael Page in Wisconsin on Sunday, a military veteran. I think that's a very legitimate concern.
So there's military training. Do you think some of these extremists, they go into the military to obtain the training and then go out and do what they want to do, or they're in effect militarized by the military?
I don't want to hazard a guess on that one, Wolf. Obviously McVeigh had long left the military when he did Oklahoma City. Wade Michael Page also long left the military. But having some military training doesn't hurt if you want to go out and kill people.
So the question is, what can be done about all of this? Here's what Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center told me in the Situation Room yesterday.
I don't see any fault in law enforcement in this. I don't see how they might have prevented it. There are just a number of people out there, and some tiny percentage of them will ultimately act on those beliefs. But when they're, you know, lone wolves terrorists like this fellow Page, it's just about impossible to predict or interdict.
Because law enforcement is always worried about First Amendment rights. You can say anything you want. The question is, do you cross the line?
Yeah, in this case, in the case of Wade Michael Page, it looks like he didn't cross the line. In the case of Major Nidal Hassan, who, of course, killed 13 people at Fort Hood, Texas, motivated by Al-Qaeda ideology, he was in touch with the Yemeni-American cleric in Yemen, Anwar al-Awlaki, asking for, you know, advice about whether it was okay to kill soldiers. And I think in that case, the FBI should have taken a, you know, proactive stance at the time that he was in touch with a known Al-Qaeda kind of ideologue and asking for this kind of advice.